The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Hello, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here steering the ship alone today. Dr. Slavin has a few days off, and I'm here to talk with you for the next hour about all of the good things that you can do to support your good health. And before I get talking about my favorite subject, which happens to be nutrition and supporting your nutritional status, I just want to say a few words of thanks, gratitude to amtcenters.com. AMT Centers at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard is a unique place for you to go to get forward-thinking information about the different systems of your body, how well they are functioning, all of the different systems of your body, and if there is need for some support, you know exactly where to focus your nutritional efforts. And I want to let everybody know that I will soon be publishing on my website, JanetCimarelli.com, as well as on AMTCenters.com, the schedule where I will be available to help you review your blood test results. So that, once again, if you have a test result that is out of normal range, I can give you the information that you need in order to focus your nutritional program, and then in 3 or 4 months, redo the test and see the progress that you've made. You don't necessarily have to have reached your ultimate goal in 3 or 4 months, but you want to evaluate the efficacy of the progress you're making, the efficacy of the nutrients that you're using in order to support not only your blood test results, but also supporting your confidence that your good health is being addressed and that you have what you need in order to minimize the potential for serious issues to develop. So I want to express my gratitude to Advanced Medical Testing Centers and the opportunity to talk to you for an hour about all of these things that are near and dear to my heart. And as I said, the schedule will be posted on JanetCimarelli.com and AMTCenters.com. And over the next few weeks, we will be telling you about special events. Dr. Slavin and myself have a variety of different seminar plans in the development works, so you can come to AMT Centers when we let you know that a seminar is scheduled, and you will be able to understand the importance of very, very specific tests. There's such a wide range of different labs that those labs aren't necessarily represented in the big blood draw centers, but at AMT centers, you can get hundreds of different tests that'll give you in-depth information about a problem developing or a system that is not optimally supported. You can get a profile of your nutrient levels very, very important information. It's so interesting. And this discussion reminds me of one of my clients. And the story kind of goes like this. She came to me with digestive problems, and we began with a very gentle and mostly very well-recognized approaches to overcome the digestive problems. And 2-3 weeks later, she was back in my office, and she said, "Nothing's working. I'm still experiencing the same symptoms. I really have not had any positive progress with these supplements." So then I went to the next level of intensity, and I was very confident that she would be able to have relief from the symptoms that she was dealing with. 3-4 weeks later, she says that there's a little bit of improvement, but not significant enough improvement to be connected with the supplements that she was taking. And the expectations that I had told her would be created, the expectations that she had in mind of being free of her digestive system symptoms. Then I went to the third level of intensity. Really strong approaches, very comprehensive, upper digestive, lower digestive tract support, saliva support, all the different aspects that I could think of to support this woman's recovery. And so when she came back again after that third counseling round, I said to her, "I have given you all of the different approaches that I have found over the years to be so successful with my clients. And we have not made the expected amount of progress." And so I said, "The next thing that we need to do is a nutrient evaluation." And so I sent her for a SpectraCell nutrient level test. Very, very interesting. With the diagnosis that she had about the digestive problems that she was experiencing, I believe that her insurance company did cover this test expense. And SpectraCell Labs is one of the labs that AMT Centers draws for. So if you're interested in having a nutrient evaluation, SpectraCell Labs does it very, very well, and AMT Centers is where you can go to have the test done. So she returned to me with a printout of all of the different nutrient levels, and what was so amazing is she was missing a critically important part of the B complex vitamins, the B complex profile. And what was so interesting is that missing component of the B complex was very much associated with the precise, exact symptoms that she was having. And when we did a therapeutic dosing of that part of the B complex, when we changed that whole profile of nutrient status in her body, her symptoms disappeared. I mean, didn't reduce in intensity, they disappeared. It was just an incredible example to me. One more bit of information that made me so convinced that so many of our symptoms, so many of the disease development situations can be changed simply by supplying what your body is missing. Now, it doesn't mean that this client of mine didn't have exposure to this particular nutrient. On the other hand, the perspective that I've developed with regard to understanding this whole occurrence has to do with there was something in her body that acted as a block and prevented her from properly utilizing this nutrient. There was possibly something in her digestive system that required her to have far, far larger doses of this nutrient than you typically would expect. And let's refer to the daily value. That is the kind of connotation on your supplement bottles that tells you how much you are getting of a particular, the percentage of fulfillment that you're giving to your body of a particular nutrient from that supplement. And it just appears that she needed far more than most of the rest of the population. And it's just very interesting to me that if she were to have been discussing this issue with mainstream approach where you would be using acid blockers and the type of antacid products that are so commonly available over the counter and by prescription, the problem possibly would not have been improved at all. She might not necessarily have had relief of her symptoms, though that's what would have been expected with that prescription. She would have possibly even worsened the situation because following my line of reasoning here that there was a blockage to her ability to absorb a particular component of the B complex or that she was missing one of the enzymes or acids that would be necessary to properly utilize this component of the B complex, then the situation would have been worsened because the ability of her digestive system to act normally, to act properly, to have the ability to break down substances to their molecular level so that they would be very easily absorbed by the, by her body, very easily delivered to the areas of the body where that nutrient was needed. That whole process would have been interrupted because she would be dealing with less and less efficiency in her digestive system because the production of acids in her upper digestive tract would have been interrupted. Then you think about the importance with regard to B complex vitamin absorption, very, very much required for that absorption is the correct profile of beneficial bacteria in your lower digestive tract. So this whole beautiful ability of your body to utilize nutrients interrupted. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here today without Dr. Slavin. And tomorrow, I may be joined by a surprise guest, because Dr. Slavin will be away again tomorrow. A little bit of travel and R&R. But stay tuned, because I have more things to talk about, and I'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, flying solo today. Dr. Slavin is traveling, but lots of information to talk to you about, and I hope you stay tuned. You heard that little commercial for my counseling services. I just wanted to let you know that you can go to janetcimarelli.com or janazon.com. You can even call 561-239-8920 if you're interested in finding out about my availability on certain days, and if you want to address your nutritional concerns and you want some information about your diet, you want some information about the evaluation of your supplements that you may already be taking, so I can tell you where, yes, you're right on track, this is one of the best, or I can tell you, well, this is a good choice, and you can evaluate the efficiency by letting me know how different systems of your body are working. And if they aren't working up to par, then I might have a different supplement recommendation. I would give you very specific product recommendations, the dosage, exactly how to use different supplements for best response. I can't tell you how many times I talk with people and they have all of the right supplements, but they're not necessarily taking them at the right time, or they're not necessarily taking them in the right combinations, or taking them away from other supplements, because there are different supplements that, well, not totally eliminate one another, but there are different supplements that are very complementary, and then other supplements that are just not compatible. So I can give you all of that dosage and timing recommendations to optimize your response to the supplements that you're taking, so that time and energy and expense that you're going to take these supplements, what I can help you do is achieve very high quality results with that supplement formula that you may be taking. I start with very, very short sessions, 30 minutes, and you can go to janetcimarelli.com, janazon.com, or call 561-239-8920. Okay, I did want to say a little bit about the news that I heard of our former president, Jimmy Carter, being diagnosed with cancer. And it's very interesting because he is 90 years old and just now being diagnosed with cancer, when he has such an incredibly distinct family history of pancreatic cancer. And anyone who's ever sat with me for any period of time knows I say, well, we could say pancreas, liver, gallbladder is all one word. So the fact that he had surgery to remove a small growth on his liver, it, to me, it isn't something necessarily totally distinct from his family history. And in addition to that, the information on the news was that they didn't necessarily know the point of origin of his specific cancer. One of the things that I wanted to talk about a little bit with regard to Jimmy Carter's diagnosis was the fact that he underwent surgery. And here was something that was visible on a CAT scan. And I have a little bit to say about that. What I understand from the news reports were that he had undergone multiple CAT scans over the prior few months because what the doctors were doing was evaluating the potential growth for this liver spot, this liver tumor, this liver growth. They were monitoring the growth process, and that here we have a kind of double-edged sword, as is the case many times in mainstream medicine, that double-edged sword. You get some benefit, but there is a risk involved. So what's the risk with the CAT scans? Radiation. What happens with radiation? You are the victim of oxidative stress. When you have extreme oxidative stress, what must you do to offset that oxidative process? Antioxidant nutrients. Our need for antioxidant nutrients is huge. So here is the diagnostic benefit of the CT scan. Jimmy Carter's doctors were able to visualize exactly what was going on with that growth on his liver that was discovered. And the risk issue of oxidative damage. Okay, oxidative damage, unless there is very specific support to antioxidant status. So here's that risk benefit. Possibly there may have been different doctors. I'm not sure about this. This was not part of the news report, but there may have been different doctors ordering CAT scans for different reasons. And we just don't know how much radiation the former president was exposed to. Then let's talk about the surgery. Once again, there isn't a lot of details available in the news reports regarding his condition, but surgical procedure to remove the growth in the liver. We know that the liver is so capable of regeneration. The liver cells are so responsive to the substances that we can provide to allow it to function normally. So what I'm thinking about for liver support would be things like basic aloe vera, immune support, anti-inflammatory support, enhanced digestive processes, helping to remove debris from the liver. So there's a real basic. But unfortunately, many of our mainstream practitioners aren't necessarily convinced of the efficacy of these age-old substances used by humans for hundreds of years for many, many different problems. So that's number one. Then possibly beet juice. Wow, what a concept. Using beets and beet juice, once again, providing the liver with what it needs to begin to function normally. So here are some of the things that could have been put in place as an adjunct to his medical care. So let's start with that Hippocratic perspective. Oh, do no harm. Start with the really basic food source substances. And then if you want to move on to more intense nutrient support, the concentrated extracts of a variety of different herbs, artichoke as an example, dandelion. So I've mentioned three things that are typically consumed as foods, the artichoke, the dandelion, and the beets. Then if that was not providing a therapeutic benefit, let's go to the standardized extract combined with the whole herb, and I'll classify these things as herbs now, the aloe, the beets, the artichoke, and the dandelion. If that was not creating a benefit, and remember, we are watching the progress of this with the CAT scans. So the evaluation is right there. And if we threw in some antioxidant substances to combat the oxidative stress that he may have been experiencing as a result of radiation exposure, imagine what we could accomplish. Then my critique here is the decision to do surgery. When you are doing surgery, it is a stress assault to the body in general. The anesthesia is a stress assault to the liver, an organ already struggling, because you need the liver to be functioning very efficiently in order to get rid of the breakdown substances of the anesthetic. So the risk-benefit evaluation, we have to see. Then we have to talk about Jimmy Carter's age. Is it appropriate? And without having all of the details of his diagnosis, without looking at that whole picture provided by the multiple CAT scans, we don't necessarily know what the doctors are predicting as an outcome. But keep in mind, we have so many different ways of supporting the different functions and different systems of your body. And we have so many different ways to support your immune system. And so let's take a look very, very briefly at that immune system issue. Your immune system is meant to zero in on abnormal cells. And that's what those cancer cells are, non-self cells. And your immune system is primed to zero in on those non-self cells. With all of the information we have, we know that there are natural choices available to allow your immune system to target those non-self cells. So, risk-benefit evaluation, very important when you're thinking of a surgical procedure, very important when you're thinking about taking a medication, and this is where AMT Centers comes in. You get in-depth evaluation of the functions of all of the different systems of your body. That music means it's time for us to take a break and me to take a breath here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean,
comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, sitting in today by myself for Dr. Herb Slavin, who's traveling with the goal of a little bit of rest and relaxation. And he'll be back with us here on Natural Doc Radio on Monday at 10 o'clock. So I hope you tune in then. Tomorrow, I'll make sure that you tune in because I may have, it's not settled. The ink is not yet on the agreement. I may have a surprise guest. May have. Those are the operative words. For those of you who have been listening to the music that is part of the introduction and the breaks that we take here on Natural Doc Radio, I want to give you a website that you can visit and you, or actually, an email address, and you can leave your, contact information, and, the composer, who is a friend of mine, will send you information about the CDs that are available with this original music, and you can go to, visit music9780@AOL.com, an email address. music9780@AOL.com. Just leave your email address and that you're interested in finding out a little bit more about the CDs. There are two CDs that are available with all original soothing, relaxing music. It's music, M-U-S-I-C, 9780@AOL.com. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about heart disease, cholesterol, one of my pet topics, cholesterol, and impaired methylation and how one would test to see if you are supporting the methylation process. That methylation process is involved in a wide range of different functions in your body. There are symptoms that you might experience, neurotransmitter imbalance as a beginning statement with regard to impaired methylation. And so what do I mean by neurotransmitter imbalance? You might have excess or deficient dopamine. You might have excess or deficient serotonin. You might have excess or deficient acetylcholine levels. And you are going to be able to correct that when you correct the impairment in the methylation process in your body. Now, what's one of the most common signs in your blood work? And not every lab test covers this particular substance, but one of the most common signs, the easiest to find out, about homocysteine. And for years, there has been a conflict between mainstream medicine and the more holistic viewpoint of the physicians who are members of and trained at seminars by doctors who are members of A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and ACAM, the American College for the Advancement of Medicine. These doctors learn all about the importance of homocysteine, but mainstream doctors are of the opinion that it doesn't tell you anything, that it doesn't necessarily tell you about the development, potential development of cardiovascular disease because you're a poor methylator and your homocysteine is high. Impaired methylation is also something that may very well be connected to the development of type 2 diabetes. And why is that? Okay. Follow this line of reasoning here. Type 2 diabetes, well, you may very well not have the proper probiotic microorganisms in your gut that will allow for the coenzyme activity with B-complex vitamins, creating the form of B-complex vitamins that your body needs in order to properly process carbohydrates. And so many of the people that I see who come to me and they've had a test with an elevated A1C, an elevated glucose level, an elevated fasting insulin level, but they don't necessarily have the proper beneficial bacteria in their gut. They don't have the proper utilization of B-complex vitamins, and ultimately they are deficient in their body's ability to properly process carbohydrates. That ultimately leads to elevated glucose levels in their blood. When you could be changing this as simply as monitoring your methylation process, monitoring your B-complex status, and these tests are available at AMT centers. Here's another one that's huge. I know that diabetes is in a situation of epidemic in this country. The number of people being diagnosed with type 2 used to be known as adult onset. Now we're seeing younger and younger and younger people, teenagers being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, too high a level of glucose in their blood. Sometimes that's not the only way to evaluate your risk of developing diabetes. The impaired methylation has a very good view into what your risk of developing diabetes is. But let's talk about something that is also huge, just incredibly important. And what am I talking about? Hormone imbalance cancers. And I'm talking about ovarian cancer and breast cancer, just to name two. When you have impaired methylation, you have very significantly, seriously limited your body's ability to detoxify estrogen. It's, once again, step-by-step-by-step process. All right, the impaired fats in your blood, the estrogen being eliminated, but because you don't have the proper microorganisms, instead of the estrogen being broken down and completely eliminated from your gut, what happens is the estrogen hangs out in your gut and gets reabsorbed, leading to excess levels of estrogen and potentially damaged forms of estrogen. That excess estrogen is a contributing factor to breast cancer. The other part of this, for gentlemen listening out there, is because breast tissue and prostate tissue are genetically identical. Not genetically similar, genetically identical. So that excess estrogen for older gentlemen poses a very severe threat to the health and function of the prostate. So when you learn about the methylation process, when you learn how to address that out of balance process through tests that you can find at AMT centers, doctors' data in particular, they have the test that will give you a whole profile of information with regard to your homocysteine status, methionine, cysteine, S-adenosyl methionine, you know, that SAM-E that is so much a helpful nutrient supplement because it not only enhances brain chemistry, remember that neurotransmitter imbalance part, it also is very, very helpful for reducing discomfort in the joints. So with this impaired methylation, such incredible information. You get a view into cardiovascular function. You get a view into your blood glucose levels. You get a view into your ability to detoxify estrogen. You get a view into neurotransmitter imbalance. So think, you know, here's so many people being diagnosed with breast cancer, so many people being diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, so many people being diagnosed with diabetes, and how many people do you know who are out there dealing with depression, lack of motivation, low mood, failure to focus and concentrate, that neurotransmitter imbalance. Then we go to mitochondrial dysfunction. Okay, so what do we care about our mitochondria? We care more than we know. The mitochondrial dysfunction is literally the ability of your cells to power themselves. So so many cells in your body lacking what the mitochondria need, that powerhouse, that source of energy within every cell. If that isn't properly supported and it is not properly functioning when there is impaired methylation. And as I said, you can go to AMT centers and ask about the doctor's data test that gives you the insight with regard to methylation. Now, I told you about homocysteine. Well, very often, just on a regular mainstream blood test, you may see a homocysteine evaluation. One of the ranges or the range of homocysteine in the body is directly connected to your risk of developing memory problems and dementia. Remember, I told you impaired methylation interferes with the proper balance of neurotransmitters in your brain. And here's a direct view into how your brain is functioning with the homocysteine levels. Mainstream medicine has dismissed homocysteine as having any connection to cardiovascular disease development. But more importantly, when we see the number of people over the age of 65 diagnosed every year with early onset Alzheimer's disease, and dementia, memory problems, concentration problems, and depression, we can understand how important that little line of homocysteine information is. You want to support your neurotransmitter balance, and you do that by lowering homocysteine. And when we come back after these messages, I'll give you all of the ideas that you need to know about to lower homocysteine and enhance your body's ability to have proper methylation. We'll be right back. At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here alone today and tomorrow. Possibly a surprise guest tomorrow, but Dr. Slavin is traveling, and he'll be back with us on Monday, 10 o'clock, here on Natural Doc Radio. Okay, just before the break, I told you all of the issues that are associated with impaired methylation. How do you improve that methylation process? How do you enhance the neurotransmitter function in your brain? How do you reduce your risk of developing heart disease, diabetes, the risk of estrogen dominance in your body? Very, very simple. B complex vitamins. But you don't take just any B complex vitamins. It's very important that you take the forms of the B complex that are most readily available for your body to utilize. And those are referred to as coenzymated B complex. Now, two of the most important substances with regard to overcoming an elevated homocysteine level, vitamin B12 and folate. Dr. Mercola talks about in his newsletter to stay away from folic acid. What you are looking for is true substance folate. Dr. Mercola refers to the folic acid as the synthetic form of folate and advises against using that. Now, there are so many different sublingual versions of these B-complex vitamins. B12 must be taken sublingually. There are sublingual tablets that dissolve almost instantly in your mouth. There are intranasal gels, so you're absorbing the B complex through the blood vessels lining the nasal cavity. And there are B12 injections. So any one of those approaches, if your homocysteine levels are high, if you've been identified through a doctor's data test for a methylation issue, then you want one of those three approaches. And you might want to test your vitamin B12 levels. Pretty routinely, I'm seeing that on blood tests, that the blood B12 level and the folate levels are tested. And so many times people come to me and they say, oh, they are so upset because their B12 is out of range, above range. Well, not a problem. When you, once again, are suffusing your cells and providing more than adequate, optimized, let's call it, when you're providing optimized levels of B12, through any of those means, the sublingual, the intranasal gel, or a vitamin B12 shot, your B12 levels in your blood may be above the normal range. Not to worry. You are doing excellent, excellent, wonderful things for your body. With regard to the folate, you have to read the small print on the supplements that you're taking. There are different supplement companies out there that have a sublingual combination of B12 and folic acid. More and more, I'm seeing the supplement companies focusing in on that folate, and you will get possibly, you have to look at the small print, the sublingual B12 and folate. There are even formulas out there, sublingual B12, folate, and B6. All very, very important for supporting your brain function, your immune function, your hormonal balance, eliminating toxic substances from your body. So if you are dealing with mood issues, maybe moving right into depression, if you are dealing with energy issues, though I'm focused more that the B12 is going to have a much greater impact on brain chemistry and in an indirect way have a benefit with regard to your energy levels. The B12 is going to be helpful if you've ever been diagnosed as being anemic, low red blood cell, hemoglobin, hematocrit. Very important to keep an evaluation of those very current if your energy level is low. That's where the B12 might come in as helpful for energy. But your diet is such an important component of addressing anemia. And support that diet with the right B complex. Remember, it's the coenzymated form of the B complex that allows your body to function at optimal levels. And you want very specifically to see that your homocysteine is in the normal range. The interesting thing is in many of the mainstream tests, you see that homocysteine could possibly be above 10. Without having a blood test paper in front of me, I'm not absolutely sure, but the range is close to, say, 5 to 12. It's in that range. And the truth of the matter is you certainly want to be under 10. Optimally, you would like to be around 8. That would be your goal with homocysteine. And when you maintain that homocysteine level in that range, much better brain function, immune function, carbohydrate, processing, all of that that is achieved with probiotics in your gut, allowing the B complex supplements to do their job. And I'm almost out of time. I'm closing in on the end of the show. And before I get to that, I want to talk to you a little bit about Bach remedies. Many of you out there may very well be aware of Bach Rescue Remedy. Rescue Remedy is available as a spray, as a cream to apply topically, as drops that you can put under your tongue, mint. So many different forms of Rescue Remedy are available. And what do they do? Well, the Rescue Remedy works right in line with the neurotransmitter balance, the ability to be calm, have your brain function the way you want it to function. And so one of the things that I want to let everyone know, if you've been kind of concerned about a different psychological issue that you've been dealing with, if your mood is not where you would like it to be, if your ability to interact with your coworkers, with your family, any of the different relationships that we might be having on a regular basis, and you're finding that there's some kind of a shortcoming where you're not necessarily going where you want to go, there are so many different Bach flower remedies that I can discuss with you to find just exactly what that proper choice might be. There are so many different Bach remedies. Let me see. There are 38 Bach flower remedies. And remember, these are flower extracts, so extremely safe to use, very, very helpful in so many different circumstances, all in every different aspect of our lives. So I just wanted to let anybody know, if you've been looking at the Bach remedies and you don't know quite how to do it, come on in and see me, and we can find that right combination of remedies for you. Very exciting news today. Today is my first day in Fort Lauderdale at the brand new Toonies store. So I will be at Toonies from 3 to 7 today, and I want to tell everybody who has tuned in, thanks so much for staying with me for the hour, and I hope I've given you some really good information to support your good health. Remember to join me tomorrow right here on WNN 1470 AM for more Natural Doc Radio. Bye-bye.
I've been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.